Over a decade ago, when I was working as a radio host at KALW, public radio station in San Francisco, I got an email from a producer. It was a script of an opera. He was wondering if I could read a short sample from it. Lawrence Ferlinghetti had written it. Actually, the producer said, "Mr. Ferlinghetti is making changes as I type this." Lawrence Ferlinghetti was almost 90 at that time, and he wanted to tape a rough read to hear what it was sounding like. The opera was called Waratorio, and it was being conceived as a radio broadcast and a concert performance. It was about war and peace, much of it a conversation between a military recruiter and Mahatma Gandhi. And the part they wanted me to read was of Gandhi's. I was doubly alarmed. First of all, I could not carry a tune to save my life. Secondly, I was worried he wanted me to sound like Ben Kingsley in David Attenborough's Gandhi.
I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won.
The producer was reassuring. Lawrence has heard you many times on the air and thinks a straight read from you would be perfect. I couldn't demur after that. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the first poet laureate of San Francisco, knew I existed. So one sunny morning, I drove up to San Francisco's fabled North Beach and played Gandhi for Lawrence Ferlinghetti. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
Pity the nation whose leaders are liars, whose sages are silenced, and whose bigots haunt the airwaves.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti, poet, publisher, painter, bookstore owner, and librettist, died in San Francisco on February 21st. He was almost 102. Ferlinghetti made an impact on my life long before I even knew who he was. As an impressionable teenager growing up in Kolkata, my exposure to a Western literary canon was largely through the shelves of the British Council and American Center libraries. The American Center Library was supposed to have a copy of Allen Ginsberg's famous book, Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
Each time I went to the center, I would look for it, hoping against hope that it would be there. It never was. The poem was regarded as so scandalous, I never had the guts to ask the librarian about it. Years later, I discovered that Ferlinghetti had published that book in 1956 as a 75-cent paperback after hearing Ginsberg read at a gallery in San Francisco. He was arrested and charged with willfully and lewdly publishing obscene material. But the judge, who happened to be a conservative Sunday school teacher, acquitted them, calling Howl a work of redeeming social importance. I knew of Lawrence Ferlinghetti as a poet, but had read very little of his poetry. But watching him from afar, I understood that he was much bigger than a poet or a publisher. He opened City Lights Bookstore to deal in paperbacks exclusively at a time when paperbacks were not considered real books. All of this I took for granted. This, after all, was the man who had chased submarines during World War II, went to Nagasaki 7 weeks after the atom bomb dropped, and studied at the Sorbonne in Paris. It took a long time to realize that publishers do not always stand by their books in court. When Ferlinghetti stood up for Howl, solid citizens complained that people like him would swamp the country with filth and dirt. The police officer who arrested Ferlinghetti said openly that they would await the outcome of this case before they went ahead with other books. That argument still resounds today, whether about a book or a comedian's act in India. When I went to record for Lawrence Ferlinghetti, I was too tongue-tied to ask about any of this. I was too nervous about getting my Gandhi right. Days later, I was forwarded an email from one Poet L at City Lights. It thanked us, in all caps, saying it helped immensely to improve the script. I don't know what happened to Waratorio, but I saved the email as a memento from the great Lawrence Ferlinghetti, not realizing that we already unwittingly carried his legacy within us because of that day he stood up in court for the right of a book to exist. He was asked what would have happened if the verdict had gone the other way. Ferlinghetti thought it was quite possible he would be found guilty, but he figured, I won't be in there for more than a few months and I'll get a lot of reading done. He won that battle, but the war continues around the world.
The world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't mind happiness not always being so very much fun.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.